Boker Tov, Rabotai. Today is Yom Chamishim Shabbat Kodesh, Leseder Achari Kedushim. Today is Vav Be'iyar, on top of Reshmim. Ashrei Shirei Et Adonai. Mitzvotav Chafetz Meot, Pasuk in Tehillim. Katav Rambam, Ezui Teshuvah Gemura, Ze Shabbat Liyado Davar She'avar Bo. Ve'efshar Biyado La'asot, Ufiresh Ve'lo Asa Mepnei Teshuvah. Lo Mir'a Ve'lo Mikishalom Kowach. וששלמה אמר, וזכור את בוראיך בימי בחורותיך, which means, real תשובה is that a person has the ability to transgress what he has in the past, and he's still, you know, basically the same age with the same typhus and whatever, and he passes up on the opportunity, that is real תשובה, and that's why שלמה המלך writes, remember הקדוש ברוך הוא in your youth, which means בי חוזר בתשובה when you are young, and you still have your faculties about you, when you're chozer b'tshuva at that age, that is a really big deal. Ashrei mi sheshav b'tshuva bizman shehu ish, klomar, al pi rov, le'adam tzair, yesh ta'ava gdola. When you're younger, your ta'ava is greater. Uchshegadel, kvar ein lo ta'ava kazo. Uchmo b'gezel, im adam ganav b'yoto ani, ein t'shuvato shlema, ela im imna migneva b'odo adayin ani. Uchmo shedershu chazal al ha'pasuk, ashrei ish yireh et Adonai, b'odo ish. כי תשובת האדם מעולה בימי בחורותו. When a person is young and you still have the כוח to, and the תאווה, to do all these עבירות, if you חוזר בתשובה then, that is the highest form of תשובה, בעוד כוחו במותניו ומתגבר על יצרו. Like if a person stole when he was עני, now he's rich. Oh wow, I'm not stealing anymore. שכוייך, you know, that's, it's good that you're not stealing, but the real test is to see if you have the same circumstances and you decide to forego the avera. ולכן, אף שצריך בעל תשובה להימצא בסביבת צדיקים בכדי שלא ייקשל, אם נקלע למקום שיש שם הפקרות, ידע שבא לפניו הזדמנות בתשובה גדולה, שהרבה אותם תנאים באותו פרק ובאותו מקום, קל לו לעבור על אותה עבירה ובכל זאת כובש את אבותיו. It's an interesting thing, because the Rambam says that you only have תשובה שלמה when you are faced with the same circumstances. Yeah. So let's say a person's ba'al teshuvah, and he's like, oh, I want to do teshuvah gmura. So what does he do? He goes and tries to hang out in dubious, you know, very, a bad environment in order for him to be tested. No, you're not supposed to do that. You can't test yourself. Rather, what the Rambam means is that, no, hang out with tzaddikim. Be in a good environment. If ever it happens that you're in a situation where you're surrounded by such an environment that you are tested, in the same way that you were before, and you're mitgabir, you overcome that ta'ava, and you don't, that is teshuvah gemurah.
So long as he doesn't get to that situation, he can do teshuvah gemurah?
Well, there's another, because the Rambam also writes, achi'aid alav yudea ta'anumot. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that were you to be in that situation, you're strong enough now to overcome, that's also, you have achieved teshuvah gemurah. לא ילך במיוחד לשם. Don't go, yeah, person has a problem with taiva, so a person had a, isurim, whatever. So he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to a nightclub in order to overcome, no, what are you doing? Yeah. Pish says, כי אין לאדם להביא את עצמו לידי ניסיון, it's אסור, you can't do that. אלא שאם עשה תשובה כזו, oh, you see, אז מכוון, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעיד עליו, שאתה אפילו ילך לשם לא יעשה. והקדוש ברוך הוא knows, he says, ah, even if you were there, you wouldn't do the avera. ואפילו אם היו לו אותם התאוות של פעם, גם עליו נאמר, אשרי איש יראה את השם.
Does the same work in the reverse? If he go, if he moves to the מקום של צדיקים and he's not doing the avera, הקדוש ברוך הוא knows where he to...
אבל? Oh, meaning...
Were he to be מנוסה again,
that he would be...
That he would be נכשל and...
So it's not תשובה... You're just not being tested right now. So it's not תשובה גמורה, it's תשובה... But not tshuva gemura until you get to that level that you'd be able to be in the same set of circumstances and not be over the avira. Next, teshuva al midot ra'ot. Shlomi, listening? Okay. You have to do tshuva for, not only for avirot, but for bad midot also. Adam, sheshav b'tshuva al ma'asav, ach adayin lo tiken et midotav. Yeah, you didn't repair your faulty character traits. Omnam mochalim lo, כיוון שאין עוון גמור בידו, אבל מחילה זו היא רק מצד מידת הרחמים, ועדיין יש לו בושה שנהנה מהחסד. Which means, let's say a person did עבירות, you're חוזר בתשובה, you're not doing עבירות anymore, but you didn't fix the bad מידות that got you there, that's not considered a full תשובה, And even though in Shamayim you get mechila, that's only midin midat rachamim. It's a favor, and you're still ashamed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you didn't earn it. Earning teshuvah gemura is only when you're chozer b'teshuvah from the averot and from the midot ra'ot. Shekvar katav Rambam, shekshem shetzarech adam lashuv migezel, kav tzarech hapes b'da'ot ra'ot sheyeshno. You have to do tshuva for averot and for your midot. You have to look deep inside for ga'ava and ka'as and ta'ava. And all of the midot ra'ot, you have to be chozer b'teshuva from there too. ולשוב מן הכעס ומן האיבה ומן הקנאה ומן העיתול ומרדיפת הממון והכבוד ומרדיפת המאכלות וכיוצא בהם. All sorts of tibus, you have to be חוזר בתשובה for that too. מסופר על יהודי אחד בתקופת הראשונים שהיה יוצא מבית הכנסת באמצע תפילת יום הכיפורים. There's a, I guess in the times of the ראשונים, there's this guy who used to walk out of shul in the middle of davening on Yom Kippur. כשהדבר נודע לרמב״ם, שאלו על כך, וענה שאין אצלנו לשקר, כי איך אומר בבידוי שעבד עבודה זרה, והוא יודע בעצמו שנקים מחית זה. The Rambam asked him, why are you leaving shul in the middle of davening on Yom Kippur? So he says, well, I'll tell you the truth. Every time we say bidui, it says, you know, we transgressed עבודה זרה. I never did עבודה זרה in my life. I don't want to lie on Yom Kippur. So I leave. אך הרמב״ם הסביר לו, שהשקר והכעס הם ענפים של עוון עבודה זרה, ועל כך מתוודים. He says, yeah, it's possible you never did actual עבודה זרה, but if you have מידת הכעס, that's a form of עבודה זרה. You have מידת השקר, also עבודה זרה, form of it. So he says, we have all of them. והקדוש ברוך הוא דורש מאיתנו לשפר את מעשינו בשלושה דברים אלו, בהנהגה נכונה בבין אדם לחברו, בצדק ובמשפט. Right, that's... Almost the entire Parashat Kedoshim is about that. Ben Adam Lachaviro, acting in a way that is just and upstanding with other people. B'ma'aseh tzedakah v'chesed, doing gemilut chasadim, uv'midat hakni'al b'lev lefanav yitbarach. And subjugating our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ben Adam Lamakom aspect of Avodat Hashem. Great. Have a wonderful day. Shabbat Shalom Barach. Kotuv.